He will either rebel against God or, as now we are beginning to legalize both euthanasia and suicide in our nation. As I've said over the years to some of you, one of the countries that I know best on this subject is Denmark. Suicide is a normal way of dying in Denmark. Provided by the law, provided by those who will help you to die quietly, calmly, and sweetly. I just read, I have in my files, the directives for dying pleasantly. Play music while you are taking a lethal drug. Pray to ask God to increase your faith. Especially, I repeat, when the hand of God rests heavily on your shoulders. Meditate, especially on the Passion of Christ. How we need the inspiration of Jesus Christ. He believed, he became man, I repeat, to assume a human will so he could voluntarily endure pain. Study, read, to grow your understanding of the faith. Under orders of Rome, hopefully, before the fall, we will have initiated a national course in Eucharistic education. Because among the mysteries of faith that is most widely and deeply attacked is the real presence. How do we grow in our faith? By putting our faith into practice, live your faith. And let me tell you, living the faith is not easy. That is why living the faith means what a statement means, suffering for the faith. And suffering is the rational experience of pain. That suffering, the rational experience of pain. Animals have pain, but animals do not suffer, in spite of so much literature nowadays. They do not reflect with their minds on the fact of, well, they're having pain. Our minds must make sense of pain. Our minds must be able to defend our pain. Our minds and reason alone is helpless in coping with pain. That's why we need faith. Faith to believe in a loving God. What am I saying? In a loving God who sends us pain, otherwise known as things contrary to our wills. Hear it. In order we might prove our love for him. Love with our pain is spurious. Love is a test of our devotion to God. And pain is the test of our love. And you husbands, you love your wives only as much as you allow your basket and wheels. Is this a safe statement to be at least on rare occasion contradicted by the wills of your wives? And God puts human beings into our lives to contradict our wills. Well, I know. And as I've said before, and I want to repeat, the deepest pain is not in the body. I could write a book on bodily pain, 23 and some extensive hospitalizations, heart surgeries, cancer surgeries, and here I am. And in His providence, I believe God has given me this privilege to be able to share with you how we need to learn that we love God only as much as we are suffering, not just for God, but with God who suffered. And hardest of all, from God. And I must believe that what I am suffering is from my loving God. Finally, they're asking, how are we to grow in this faith which is so indispensable in the pursuit not only of our salvation, but of our sanctification? We must be zealous. Zealous to share what we believe with others. Either with God's grace, how happy I am to see our Lord here exposed above the tabernacle. All the verbalizing I will do is so much vapid air. Unless he tells you what he wants you to learn. And among the things he wants you to learn is, in the name of Jesus Christ, share your faith. Don't you dare finish this retreat without asking our Lord, Lord, how do you want me, not someone else, me, to share what I believe with others, beginning always with those who are nearest and dearest to me. Those who enter my life, the work I'm doing, the business I'm engaged in, even the casual conversation I hold with a stranger. How we need to share our faith. And this means that we both live like believing Catholics, talk like believing Catholics, as we'll see more about this, write like believing Catholics. We are to share with others the grace here of faith the power of believing with others. And with this we'll close. We will be only as effective channels of the virtue of faith to others as we are deep, strongly, ocean deep believers ourselves. Words are meaningless. It is the depth of faith deep down in our own minds that is to be shared with others, and we will do so as effectively, and I want to use the word, as miraculously, as we are believers ourselves. Except for believing persons, when God's providence entered our lives, this would be an empty chapel. Am I clear? Believers must have shared their faith with us, otherwise none of us would be here. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the faith you have given us. But we also know we're living in the most unbelieving age in Christian history. That everything which you have revealed is being questioned and undermined. Protect us, dear Savior, from the ravages of unbelief with which we are surrounded. Deepen our faith, especially by embracing the cross out of faith, so that then you will use us to communicate the virtue of faith you've given us to everyone whom you put in our lives, that through us they might believe in you more deeply, more dearly, and more patiently, because, dear Savior, only believers will reach heaven. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Copies of this talk are available from the Institute on Religious Life, P.O. Box 41007, Chicago, Illinois 60641, or call area code 773-267-1195.